This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Very proud of what Brian did here. You know, this is a guy who was a waiver claim, kind of fought his way onto the major league team. Underwent a lot of great development with our pitching department, using our analytics tools and the work that our pitching coaches did, and made himself into a premium reliever. And Tampa had their eye on him and made what we felt was a very direct and aggressive offer, and we viewed it as an opportunity, and we're sad to see Brian go. This guy was a warrior. I wish him very well.
That was GM Mike Elias talking in the aftermath of trading Brian Baker to the Rays for a competitive balance A pick, 37th overall in this week's MLB draft. And Jason, 3 weeks away from the deadline, the Orioles, they finally made their first move.
Yeah, I mean, look, I hope that they stick to a cogent, clear, obvious direction, which is moving players who are not a part of their long-term future, and especially those you can sell high on. And this would qualify. I hope, though, that it's not something that's going to be skewed towards super young or not even existent chips yet that you can't evaluate for years to come that might help prop up your organizational farm system rankings in arbitrary places like Baseball Prospectus and Baseball America and Fangraphs, but aren't actually going to affect your on-field product that desperately needs to get better and soon for a long, long time. And I get it. Not everybody's going to fetch everything, but it strikes me as quite dubious that a team that already had 6 first-day picks in an MLB draft that I'm not hearing anyone say is generationally great. I've yet to see anyone say this is the greatest draft we've seen in forever, the deepest, the yada, yada, yada. And they already had 6 picks on the first day, just like the Rays. And the Rays of all teams, the poverty Rays, said, you know what, we can ratchet back to 5 and give you one of these lottery tickets at 37, where you're already picking at like 31 and 34. You can have that, and we think... we can do even better with Brian Baker than you did. It's interesting.
It is interesting. And I'll say it again. In terms of value, you're selling Brian Baker when he's most valuable. This is the best season of his career by far. And his improvement with the changeup has really been dynamic for him in terms of results, Tuesday aside. And you get the 37th overall pick for him, which on the surface, yeah, that's good value. It's pretty much a first-round pick, but it's not a, hey, we're retooling, reloading for 2026. That player that they select later this week, you're talking about 28 at the quickest, 29, 30 is when you're going to see them. And this deadline for me, and
if you ever see them.
Yes, absolutely. It's because the MLB draft is a total crapshoot. It's just, for me, this deadline was about retooling. It's about building back some of the farm system that has been depleted over the past couple of years.
Well, and again, I'm not saying you'd get a ton for this kid.
Sure.
But that's a great organization that consistently has so much depth and quality that they're able to do things like, hey, you can have Seth Johnson. You can have this kid. You can have that kid. You know why? Because our 40 man is so stacked and we always have so many prospects because we do really well internationally and we develop pitchers better than most, that we have kids who we can't keep, but they might be okay for you. And they didn't even go that route where you might be able to say, well, is that kid developing or not? Like, oh, he was there at AA with the Rays. What would he be like with the Orioles? Is he moving up? Like, when you take the arbitrary 37th pick, you eliminate any possibility that you're going to get any return anytime soon. But it also, to me, feels like a cover your ass mode where, well, nobody can judge it. Like, you can't in the short term, it's going to help me look better to my owner because, hey, look, we got everyone's saying we had a great draft and look at all these picks we made and we made more picks than anybody. And
biggest bonus yada, yada, pool.
Right. Now you go from being the 23rd best farm system, which doesn't really matter because it's all arbitrary anyway, to the 15th or at least above average. Like, this is how this guy is going to try to sell himself to stay in charge. So, again, I find it dubious.
For sure. And now spinning it forward, what's the next domino to fall? Who is going to be the next domino to fall?
Well, again, I watch what he does and not what he says, but he has messaged this like it was almost forced down his throat. That the Rays called him, Rays wanted Baker. He wasn't talking to anybody about any of his relievers, even though he should be marketing them to everybody. I think even the way he talked about this reveals what a clownish front office they are. Like, we had people who frankly have accomplished way more in the major leagues as GMs than Mike Elias come on the show saying, yeah, you need to tell everybody that you're open for business. And he's going out of his way to say, no, these guys came to me and they made me an offer I can't refuse. But like, there's no inclination or indication that he's actually been initiating things. So who should be next to go? There's plenty of candidates. Who will be next to go and when do they go? Your guess is as good as mine, but like, some of these other relievers, if he's going to thump his chest like he thinks he got great return for Brian Baker, then let's see what you can get for Soto or Dominguez now before one of them gets hurt. Kittredge, who's been a ticking time bomb, go ahead. What? Go ahead and do it. O'Hearn, you think O'Hearn's getting better than this?
Well, you heard him in that one cut where he's saying, this is earlier than I'm comfortable with making a trade. But the fact that it
you know
had
what?
This
well,
pick-
well, your team already being eliminated from real contention before Memorial Day, that's a little ahead of my comfort level. But that's what you built. That's who you are. That's your hole. And he doesn't even sound like he's committed to digging out of the hole.
Well, and I think...
But Sagano is committed to digging into a hole.
Yeah, it's going to be first and third, nobody out for the Mets, two batters in. But Mike Elias, you said it earlier this week when we started the show Monday, where would a 5-1, 6-0 record this week change how they operated the deadline? And the reason being, you brought up, can they walk and chew gum at the same time? We know how much...
They can't walk or chew gum.
We know how much importance...
They crawl and they... I don't know what. They swallow their gum. And they crawl backwards.
You don't
backwards.
Want to do that. It's going to stay in your
They crawl backwards and they swallow their gum.
After the draft happens this weekend, then it's really going to be go time. Then you would expect this organization to really open up shop when it comes to trades. I'm thinking, if I'm looking at... Charlie Morton's another one, man. Like, what he just showed again today, if that's his final start in Baltimore, that's a great way to go out. He is riding a serious high heading into the All-Star break. I think... And
hell yeah.
You had the elbow tendonitis where he had to get pushed back a couple days. I think Charlie Morton, for me, is where I'm talking.
But you don't find it interesting that Mr. Baseball Gods... The baseball gods have been telling you to sell forever with all these injuries, right? Seven catchers or whatever get hurt. Like, Sanchez starts getting hot, and instead of shopping Sanchez, Sanchez gets hurt. I mean, he's not shopping Sanchez. Keegan Aiken, who I've been begging him, dude, Keegan Aiken would be a really good guy to get ahead of the curve and sell on him with all that control. He gets hurt. He's out of the equation. Eflin, who I've been saying is a ticking time bomb, is going to get hurt again. Of course, gets hurt again. And Sagano, who was doing it with smoke and mirrors, eventually can't do it with smoke and mirrors anymore. You would think all of that would have led him to say, hell yeah, I talked to every team in the league about Brian Baker. Have you seen what we got out of Brian Baker up until Manzolino left him in too long the other night? But it's the exact opposite.
Orioles trail the Mets 1-0 already. There is a runner on third with one out. Tomoyuki Sugano's struggles continue to start this game. And by the way, the leadoff guy got on. So now after his last start, it was 4-5. He's 1-for-1 to start today. Coming up next, we're going to switch gears. Get back into the Ravens. Special teams. We're all pretty concerned about this group. Rookie kicker. Rookie punt returner. Jordan Stout just hasn't really lived up to the fourth round billing yet. How big of an issue is this? We'll tell you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Next on the Fan.
Kickoff return is different than punt return. Eric and I talk about this a lot. You know, you can find kickoff returners. Running backs seem to be really valuable in this new return game thing. And we have really good running backs who are, you know, we have three guys that are really good at it as running backs. And so I'm pretty excited about those guys going forward. Punt return is a whole different thing. You know, how many guys have done both? I had Brian Westbrook was able to do both. James Thrash was only a kick returner. The guys who have been here over the years have been kind of like that. Some have been both. Some have been more punt return oriented. But We need to get settled at punt returner. You know, that's a huge role on the team. Whether it's one of the guys here right now or someone that we are able to bring in, that's an important position for us. I think you're making a good point.
That was John Harbaugh at the Ravens' season-ending press conference, and Harbs brought it up a couple times leading up to the draft, the need to get settled at punt returner. Ravens did end up selecting LaJonte Wester out of Colorado, who return kicks as well as played receiver for Colorado last year. Averaged 12 yards per punt return, 19.9 yards per punt return, which led the nation in 2023 at Florida Atlantic. But Ravens went through a lot of punt returners, and it cost them in multiple games last year. Guys letting punts bounce when they should have fielded it, maybe fair catching balls inside of the 10, where you don't notice it until you do in terms of bad punt returners, and we saw a lot of that last year.
It's been an issue. It's been an ongoing issue. Special teams have been an issue for going on multiple seasons, years, and it's not just the specialists. The specialists are the most in the limelight. They're the most obvious offenders, unless it's an egregious penalty or something like that. And I think it's a huge year in that regard for Chris Horton across the board, and getting these coverage and return units back to being at least league average. Their efficiencies on special teams especially when you factor in penalties, were second worst in the NFL last year to only San Francisco. And it wasn't just because the kicker sucked and the punter sucked and they didn't have a return guy you could count on. And that was part of it, but it doesn't explain away everything. So I think it's the biggest area of concern with this football team right now from a personnel standpoint, and I don't think it's particularly close.
Yeah, and they also lost some core special teamers where maybe that flies a little bit under the radar, but like Malik Harris and Chris Board, they were on teams where they did bring in Jake Hummel, the linebacker who was with the Rams, known for special teams. But you're right, Jason. It wasn't just the kicker, punter, returners. It was the coverage units. It was just all around. And it was pretty jarring because the Ravens year in and year out rank nearly at the top in terms of across the board special teams wise, where they found themselves near the bottom last year.
It's got to improve. It has to improve. It's the kind of thing that can, despite all the gains that you might make defensively this year, and despite you perhaps having another historically significant offense, it's the kind of thing that can have you, and short of a Super Bowl, come up short of a championship game.
Perfect example, I'm sure you'll remember, is probably early 2010s, the Phillip Rivers LT Chargers. Remember that one year they had the number one offense, number one defense, and didn't make the playoffs because, in large part, because their special teams was so horrific. I'm not saying that the Ravens, that will end up being the case, but special teams matters. And to the kicking of it all, the Looper, and they've been talking him up as they should, but we know that he struggled kicking during OTAs and mini camp. I'm not ready to sound alarms or anything, but when would you get to that point during the preseason?
Well, I think what's going to be fascinating is when do they get to that point? What is their stomach for this? What do they think is sort of appropriate or acceptable? It might not be. Look, he might start off hot and then cool off. He might look the part immediately from these training camp sessions and preseason games, and he might, you know, be, there'll be ebbs and flows and ups and downs, but you know, it might be more good than bad all the way through. I don't know. I haven't seen it firsthand like this in a long time. They haven't been through it for a long time. This special teams coach in particular hasn't been through it before, although obviously Harbs is a former special teams coach, and he has. I also wonder how quickly do they want to start bringing in other people for workouts, even if this kid's kind of sort of doing okay, so you have a beat on what's on the street. But you know, if you do that, and he's going to find out because it's in the waiver wire and people are going to report on it, that does that mess with his head at all? Maybe that's also a good thing. I think they have a lot to sort out. There will be some degree of conviction behind this, and there should be, and they've built up a good enough roster that you can live with some learning curves through the first half of the season for sure. But like, how much is this kid kicked in extreme weather?
Well, you can, Jason, but it's also, you got important games to start the year. You're playing in Buffalo to start the season. That could be a huge tiebreaker that you would want to hold come week 18. You're playing at Arrowhead week 4.
Give me more Lamar. I mean, obviously 4th and 9 is 4th and 9, yeah. But 4th and 6, I mean, I don't know, 4th and 6 from anywhere between the 35 and the 35. I don't know.
And I think that's going to be an interesting subplot to the first month and a half of the season is, will John Harbaugh be more aggressive in those situations? Because look, even if Tyler Loop is killing it come training camp and preseason, he hits a 55-yarder, we haven't seen him in a pressure situation at the NFL level. We haven't seen him with 3 seconds to go in Buffalo week 1, down 2, with a chance to win the game at 50-yard field goal. We just haven't seen it. There's no where you had, and even though Tucker sucked last year, he had the track record, yes, of all those game winners.
Well, and he had an institutional memory of, you know, a decade and a half of having succeeded in those levels that he could call upon and at least kind of get himself amped up or reflect on and be buoyed by the fact that for a long, long time, nobody did it better than him. This is like one of those things like Zach Orr, when it doesn't matter how good of a player you were, and it doesn't matter like how you were raised and how great all that was, and having coaching in your blood and transitioning to being a coach right away and being a great position coach right away. When you jump up to coordinator, or when somebody goes from coordinator to a head coach and they've never done it before, you really don't know who's going to fail and who's going to succeed until that trial and error period begins. And that's how it is for kickers. And that's why I think there could be times this year where, even if it's just to keep tabs on people and you're not really ready to make that move, I think they're going to have to be evaluating what's out there on the street and what would be behind door number two, door number three, if we wanted to go down that route.
Coming up next, we're going to keep the Ravens talk rolling. Mark Levin joined us yesterday, former director of salary cap and agent administration with the NFLPA, spent 37 years there. Now he is the owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. Lamar Jackson, he had direct communication with Mark when he was going through contract negotiations a couple of years ago. A lot of people had questions in regards to Lamar. The player is a hell of a player, but how's Lamar the agent? Well, Mark Levin, he told us, and we're going to play that back next on The Fan.
I mean, he was right on top of it. He had his mom helping advise him. His mom's an attorney. He also reached out to us. I got on the phone with him a number of times. D. Smith, the former executive director of the PA, got on the phone with him a number of times. Some of our legal team got on the phone with him a number of times. So he did a hell of a job. I mean, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, and he's an intelligent young man. And you know, I was highly impressed with him.
That was Mark Levin, who joined us yesterday. Mark was a former director of salary cap and agent administration with the NFLPA. Now he's doing his own thing. He's the owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. But for people that missed the interview yesterday, Jason, this guy was a big deal in the NFLPA for a long, long time, dealt directly with agents, with players that represented themselves, saw every contract.
The go-to resource for agents and players on all matters CBA, contractual, and salary cap for the better part. He was at the PA for 40 years, and he ran the salary cap and contracts for them. I mean, it's for at least the final 25 years that I knew him in that role, and is one of the preeminent experts on all of those topics. And every contract done in this league for a generation is going across his desk, and he's read all the fine print and signed off on it and authorized it and entered it. And you know, he and his interns and assistants entered it into a database so that other, you know, agents could reference it. Yeah, and look, there's a lot of piling on players who don't use agents, and there's a lot of people who have agendas, and there's pros and cons for everything. But I think what really served Lamar well, as the Ravens were, I felt like, trying to treat him like a waif, trying to treat him like he was naive, trying to get over on him, making him wait longer than other people to give him the kind of offers that were fair market value. And Lamar thought as much, because when he issued his trade edict, he said as much. And the owner even said, I don't think he thinks he's worth my money. So that's an indication that they weren't willing to go that far for him. And instead of him rolling over, and a lot of agents would have rolled over. You want to know why? Because they're afraid they're going to lose the client. So they eventually convince the client to take something far below market value, because I'd rather get my 1% or 1.5% or 0.5% of X than get nothing of nothing, because he leaves me before the contract's ever done and signs with somebody else. When you represent yourself, you don't have to worry about that. And Lamar was smart about relying on people like Mark Levin for advice throughout the process. And it served him well, and it has now set him up for this next contract as well, because I'd argue he has even more leverage now than he had then.
He certainly does, because he's got the $74.5 million cap hit next year and in 2027, and he's got the no franchise tag clause. But something that you brought up even prior to when we had Mark on, and you asked him this next question: balancing the business side and the emotional side, because that was It got personal. Things got out in the open. Lamar publicly on Twitter demanded a trade from the Ravens. That all happened. And now they're back at the negotiating table. And here's Mark Levin on Lamar balancing those two things.
Anything's possible. You know, I mean, one, you do not see many top flight quarterbacks play on the franchise tag.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often in the history of the league. Yeah. And since the franchise tag came in play since in the early 90s. So it might be personal, and that certainly when players represent themselves, and this is what the discussions we would have with players, we meaning when I was at the Players Association, yeah. we would have with players who want to represent themselves. They have to be of, you know, strong-willed and have a little bit of a backbone not to let the personal stuff affect the business stuff. And that's difficult for any human being.
Yeah.
Right? So, and the other thing that, you know, the Players Association would caution players on is that, you know, most players don't have a lot of experience negotiating contracts. And they may be sitting across the table from, you know, an attorney or somebody that's been in the NFL, the business of the NFL for 20, 30 years. So there may be a little bit of a perceived disadvantage from the player side. But Lamar is fully aware of, you know, the possible pitfalls of representing yourself. And like I said earlier, he just did a fantastic job. So,
yeah,
I mean, it can get personal, but you have to try to separate that. Because if you let the emotions get into it, if the player lets his emotions get into the negotiation of the contract, chances are the team's going to end up on the better side of the deal.
And now this go around, Lamar has that under his belt.
Yes,
he already did a mega contract.
Yep.
It's a record-breaking contract extension. So he has that experience this go around. And now we just mentioned all the leverage. It's how Lamar wants to play it at this point. We know from the 61-page collusion document, Eric DaCosta at that time was willing to go 3 years fully guaranteed. Mark Levin confirmed that with us yesterday. Is that something that Lamar would be more open to this go-around? Is Lamar more inclined to just wait it out because his price is only going to go up as more and more quarterbacks are eligible for contract extensions like a Jaden Daniels in a couple of years? It's how does he want to play this?
Well, and he also has more leverage than before because the no trade and the no franchise are established. And his resume is even better now than it was 2 years ago. I mean, he should have won back-to-back MVPs. He's throwing the ball more now. He's diversified his skill set. He is one of the preeminent pocket passers in the NFL. His deep ball accuracy has come a long ways. And guess what? One of the other knocks is, well, you don't really develop receivers. Oh, yeah. Well, really? Well, because, yeah.
Got the first ever Pro Bowl
Bateman
wide receiver
and
in franchise
Flowers?
History.
Okay. And what he's done with Likely when Andrews went down. So, and you're not going to hear Steve Bisciotti come out and say, I don't think he thinks he's worth my money now because he hasn't won a Super Bowl yet. So all that's been dismissed. And we've got people like Dak Prescott who aren't anything close to Lamar Jackson's stature, making $60 million a year, and Lamar all the way back to being the 10th highest paid quarterback in the league while he's playing better than he ever has before. So, again, this is one I would want done yesterday. I would have wanted it done before Josh Allen did his latest extension. I would want it done tomorrow. Mark's talked about he thinks maybe in the spring. If I'm the Ravens, I don't know I want to wait that long. But if I'm Lamar and I was willing to play out my whole rookie year and play a year on their contract tag under their rules, and now I got them by the you-know-what. Hey, give me exactly what I want, or I'll just keep playing football for you.
We got one more break to go before we turn it over to Infinity Sports Network. We will update you on what's happening in Game 2 of this doubleheader. Orioles-Mets, that's next on The Fan. It was a rough beginning for Tomoyuki Sugano, but settling in a little bit after back-to-back hits to begin his start, he has retired the past seven batters. Oh, did I just jinx it? No.
Making some plays for him. He's getting hit hard.
Yes.
They're making some plays for him.
Eight straight batters. He is retired, but he has given up two earned runs. We have two outs in the top of the third inning. Orioles lead the Mets now 3-2 because Jordan Westberg hit an absolute bomb.
Yes.
413 feet to left field. So O's lead the Mets 3-2 after winning game one of the doubleheader 3-1.
Yeah, I mean, a lot in Birdland today. A weird noon start, a weird 5 o'clock start. A trade, audio breaking free from the other day of the owner, and then an impromptu Elias presser. Yeah, that's a day. Couple of transactions.
Ken Wyman still on his honeymoon.
Probably listen to the whole show on the Odyssey. Yeah. He can't quit us.
He cannot.
Brucey probably listened from home as well.
I think so.
Whoever, yeah,
I think Brucey absolutely is a P1. Before we step out, let's get the text of the day.
Check 1-2. Check. Check.
Text of the day is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive. It's driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text of the day comes from Dan in Baltimore, who says, if they're going to sell, it'd make more sense to get back prospects that could be ready soon. Instead, you get a pick that won't be up here until 2030.
That helps your organizational rankings.
Go
to Baseball America on Twitter right now. Could be a pivotal Mike Elias draft to reset. Like, he couldn't have set it up any better. All these picks. Mike Elias has a chance to start a new talents pipeline. Look, that's the long con. It's a long con. It's not really about winning. It's about staying employed, looking smart, winning the awards in terms of Baseball America and all these fake accolades, like keeping the payroll low so you can tell your billionaire overlord, hey, we're balling on a budget and it's still working for us. Look how many regular season wins we have per dollar spent. It's about all that stuff.
Record amount of bonus pool.
Yeah.
Highest ever. Jason, in MLB's draft.
Hang a banner.
They can't.
Hang a banner. Hang a banner off the new sound system that we paid for.
I don't know if you want to hang it off the sound system. Maybe the video board. You can hang it off the side of that.
What does $600 million get you? It gets you a speaker and Baseball America awards.
And the Orioles version of the Black Lung.
Yes.
Where the press box.
And it gets you an ever-changing left field wall. Sig's wall.
Well, I would assume it's going to be set now, at least for next year. Can't be back to that.
I don't know,
Bone,
if they need a distraction.
You can't go back to that well.
I don't know. Says who? Don't give him too much credit.
Well, tomorrow, we're going to be back at Pickles Pub.
What does the forecast look like? Have you checked it out?
I checked it this morning, and it seemed like it was favorable. It's actually gotten even better.
Oh, nice.
16% chance of precipitation, so we will be... Huh, 16.
That's good.
It seemed like you're pouting with 16.
No, it could be a lot worse.
Oh, but 92 degrees. We are going to be sweating. So wear some deodorant tomorrow, Jason. We'll be at Pickles Pub.
Always.
2-6. And then Bob Haney, Jim Hunter will take over Baltimore baseball tonight, immediately following us. We're going to have Ariel Epstein on tomorrow. We'll have Craig Mish to talk Marlins and about. Some guy named Kyle Stowers, Jason.
Well, Austin Wynn came in here and crushed him. Austin Hayes came in here and crushed him. Hoffman, who was an Oriole on paper for a half second, right, was all fired up to face him again. I feel like I'm missing some guys. There's been a lot of Santander, who hasn't had many highlights this year, had one against them.
He homered. I can't wait.
Could be a good weekend for Stowers.
I can't wait for the Trevor Rogers. Saturday,
right?
Against
How about
them.
That?
That'll be fun. Well, that is it for us, but we have Infinity Sports Network coming your way next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.